because there's been a five-run inning, and how am I possibly going to have a baseball part? I'm going to have to pull him out of Zoom. What do you think?
Hey, Dan, I don't know.
Hello, boys. Sure. How are you?
How are you doing right. this? How are you having your baseball party?
I can't. Well, I'm on duty actually at hockey practice this afternoon. I'm temperature taker today. I'm parent volunteer zapping foreheads today to make sure everybody is a
emergency goalie.
Oh, we need one. We need our backup left. So if you know one around who needs work, please send them our way. But yeah, I'm gonna have to figure this out with my phone and how I'm watching while I'm handling my parenting and coaching responsibilities today.
I hope I'm not swearing, and that's my fear. Foul language, that would be wrong.
Well, you know what, see, for me, so much of the reaction is going to be upon seeing the lineup.
Oh, and my God.
To me, the suspense here isn't so much the game as it is Ricky Renteria's lineup.
Well, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid
of Edwin Encarnacion.
I'm
afraid of Nomar Mazara. I'm afraid of...
See, though, if McCann is catching Giolito, as we expect, you can't have Grandal on the bench unless it's because Aloy is DHing. That's the only really acceptable scenario. If Grandal is on the bench and Encarnacion is in the lineup, I can't imagine how you would justify that. So I don't know that that's going to happen.
I hope it doesn't, but I've been surprised and unfortunately before, and I just want the best players to play, and it's enough screwing around.
How could you justify having the guy you gave the richest free agent contract in history for game one of the playoffs, if he is healthy, not being in the lineup unless you have, like you said, the Aloy situation where you'd give him the edge, but not a guy who's hitting 157?
No, the honest answer, how would you justify it? It's been justified before by people saying matchups. The same reason you say, well, why Danny Trevathan isn't on the field for as many. Well, it's matchups. And it's all small sample sizes. You can justify, quote-unquote, a way of doing it if you want. I'm just, until that lineup's out, and until I see the names on it, I'm going to worry that he's not going to optimize it because he's been bad at it.
Oh, my God. I mean, now you got me upset, and we're hours from the game. Now I'm starting angry. I really need to relax a little and enjoy it, and now look what you've done.
Well, of course Dan is going to suck the fun out of the first White Sox postseason appearance.
Then he's not even going to watch!
Years.
No, I am going to watch. It's just a matter of how. I'm going to have to figure out how I do this.
They'll hit a two-run homer, and you'll be like, 98.6. Okay,
everyone's
got
a fever then. You know, it's going to be like, if the Sox fall behind early on, and everybody's going to be like, I don't know what this is. It's like 100.
You can't come in.
Go
You've
home.
Got a case of White Sox fever. Yeah. You're too hot to play in this rink. You, sir, have got Sox fever.
Oh, that's awesome.
No practice for you.
Are there any qualifications that you need to be like the thermometer holder or temperature taker?
You just sort of sign up for these things. You know, there's all the volunteer hours because I can't. Some of the parent volunteer stuff is like working, either running the clock or keeping the score sheet. And I can't do any of that because I'm such a complete basket case. I can't concentrate. Like, you're going to have me run the clock or, like, you know, do the scoreboard or the timer? I mean, I can't do any of that.
Stupid.
It's the perfect role for you because while you're not a doctor, you play one on radio.
Correct. Although I don't like.
Although you really are a doctor?
I have to tell you, I don't like holding a gun to someone's head. Seriously, it's a really weird thing that is part of our society now where you go to get your hair cut and someone points it pulls a trigger at your head.
It's better
off-putting.
It's better pointing a gun at someone's head than having one pointed at yours.
But I'm saying that's how isn't it weird? And don't you get nervous every time
actually, Dan, I think it's oddly reassuring if that happens because it means that they are being as responsible as they need to be because we live in a world where too many people aren't doing what they need to do.
I agree. But it's still a gun pointed at your head. I mean, ultimately, we're still sort of hardwired to not feel good about that.
Would you prefer to take your temperature in another fashion?
Yeah, right. Bend over. No, thank you. Point the gun at my head.
Wait, what do you mean I'm supposed to use this digital thermometer? like snapping these latex gloves on and pulling them down to my elbows?
That's not a hockey practice I want to go to.
Oh, no, baby!
Wait a second. What's with your newfangled technology? I don't trust any of that stuff. Yeah. I'm going to just do it by feel. I know when there's a fear.
I've been doing this since I was a baby. Let's go.
Trust me. I can feel it. You know. I can tell by the moon and the tides if someone has a fever or not. We're all good.
Yeah. Dan, speaking of the White Sox series, you know, we talked to Stoney. I don't know if you heard that or not. He's in favor of, if it goes to three games, game three, the White Sox taking the bullpenning approach. I like Dane Dunning. I know Mully called out maybe Garrett Crochet as a interesting possibility. What say you? What do you think if this goes three games, who the game three starter should be for the Sox?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's when you trust a manager to really have a feel for his team, right? That's when where he's got to know. He's got to know who the right guy is. And sometimes you wake up and you have to. You may not know the day before. I don't know. I know players want to know their roles, and they want to be able to prepare. And pitchers are creatures of routine, but that's all off the. Nobody knows. We've never had a playoffs like this before. We've never had these situations before, and I never mind bullpenning if you have a plan and if you can build it back to front, if you know exactly what your leverage situations are to make moves, because these best laid plans tend to go sideways real quick when a bad call or a weird bounce. I don't have a good answer to that, and I can't tell you what my comfort level would be. I think Dane Dunning's fine, but if you want to start with high leverage relievers, and I don't know how stretched out Crochet is, but he's a story. He is a national postseason story. For a guy to all of a sudden, you've just sort of plucked Josh Hader out of your team in Schaumburg and placed him in your major league roster. And what I love about it, as we've talked about here, this is when you can get the benefit of springing somebody on a major league team that will not have time to adjust now. This isn't May. You know, they don't have another 6 weeks to figure out who can't do what. And maybe, just maybe, Luis Robert is finding a way out of his funk, which would be a nice timing for him to stop being bad. Yeah, because he's been so bad. Like don't play him bad. Like, demotion bad. That's how bad he's been, even though he's still dreamy and, you know floating around the outfield there. And
statuesque.
Oh, he's glorious. But he's just been a giant pile of baseball suck for the entire month. So if he can stop sucking, it would certainly do great for the chances and our feelings.
Wow. Oh, boy. I like Stoney suggested Matt Foster starting game three. I don't know. I mean, I like that idea. They've got some good bullpen arms. It's a strength for them. I suspect, and I could be way off, that today is kind of a bullpen day for Oakland. I think one of the things that they're going to do is try to get to that bullpen and use that bullpen, and if you use it in game one and then you have your best pitcher on game two, maybe you can come back with it if needed in game three. That's probably part of their thinking, and I wouldn't argue with that thought for the White Sox.
Would either one of you guys feel any differently about the Sox today? And I love Lucas Giolito. I do. I don't want to take this the wrong way, but like Keuchel going game one, would that make you feel any more secure, or is he more dependable at this stage of this season than you feel about Lucas Giolito?
I know that we're doing what we do, but the truth is right now, it's all variance. It's all variance. And even if you have your best pitcher against the worst team, sometimes that worst team is going to beat your best pitcher because these are human beings and this is a short series. There's no right or wrong answer because we're basically rolling dice here.
Yeah, we know who the two guys are, and I feel very comfortable with either one. What I don't want, Dusty, is to save a guy for Game 3. You know what I mean? If they had saved one of these two for Game 3, then I'm out. But they're doing it right.
Yeah,
then it wouldn't be variance. That would be negligence.
Yeah, that's right.
Correct.
That's exactly right.
Right. That doesn't just because there's variance, it doesn't mean the managerial decisions don't have any meaning. But There are some teams that are looking at game two as being just as significant as game one, and there's Jeff Passan just wrote a piece about this. There are several teams that are apparently saving their best arm for game two just because how things are timing up. But your point is well taken, Mully, in that in a three-game series, if you're talking about damaging their chances early, if you get one of these grinder innings, even if you only put a run or two on the board, but if you get 50 pitches out of a starter in two and a third, you fundamentally alter the series. Right. Now, you really start changing your likelihoods of winning when you force the opposing manager into leverage decisions. I will say this. The clear disadvantage that the White Sox have going into this series is at manager. Bob Melvin is a better manager than Ricky Renteria because he's a better manager than almost anybody in baseball. He is a great manager. The White Sox are at a distinct managerial disadvantage. The question is, does that matter?
Right.
And over the course of 162, probably not. But if you remember what Lou Piniella did with the Mariners against the White Sox in that playoff series, when it was just obvious he was a step ahead, before he came to the Cubs, when he really wasn't all that interested in doing everything he needed to do. Sometimes it's just clear when someone's a step ahead, but they're down their best player, and that matters.
Well, I'll tell you about how the manager's doing the minute I see the lineup, okay?
See? I'm in your head already. I planted that seed in there that you couldn't get it out.
But I felt that way all along. Just, you've got to have the right people lined up the right way, period, end of story.
That cannot be just his decision either at this point, can it? That's not just Ricky Renteria saying, okay, this is what I want, this is what we're going to do. Don't you have to think that as involved as the front office has been in putting this team together, they have to have some sort of input here?
I hope not. I hope you got a manager who's good enough to make
it. I don't know.
You're right, but you know how they all talk. It's a collaborative this, and we're always in conversation. They'd explain it.
Right.
But like you say, you hope you've hired someone that you don't need to police. They say, before you post it, run it by me. I don't want to have gotten to the playoffs and gotten to this point and now would have a GM saying, hey, by the way, my trust of you is in question.
David Ross's lineup tomorrow is going to be independent of Theo or Jed's eyes? Do you think that he'll be putting it out there just without having, running by them?
I think they will have had those conversations proactively.
Right. Well, I would be shocked if Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams aren't having those same kind of proactive conversations, like, hey, Encarnacion is hitting 157. If he's in the lineup.
Don't play the bad players, play the good players.
Yeah.
Well, I go back to Rick Renteria in one of those losses to Cleveland. I forget which one. Oh, yeah. Carlos Rodon was brought in with the bases loaded when he came out after and said, okay, blame me. And my response was, of course I blame you.
Right.
It's your fault.
Yeah, that was a first-guessing situation, but we were blaming him before anything bad even happened. So then to say after, I'm going to fall the grenade here. No. The grenade blew up, and your innards are splattered all over the place.
I can't wait for Chicago's reaction when Carlos Rodon is introduced as the Game 3 starter.
Well, but you know what? Even that would be better than that other situation.
Yeah, I know.
You could say, start a game and see how he looks, and the velocity was terrific.
But right now, he is the symbol of the worst move of the season.
Yep.
He is the symbol of Ricky Renteria.
Is he on the playoff roster? Have we seen the playoff roster? Do I know this, or should I know it? God help me.
Yeah, you need a stiff drink already.
Well, this is the problem. Again, I'm building up. I'm going to have a little party. And next thing you know, I said to Kevin, has anyone ever, called in sick from a 2 o'clock game because they've gotten overserved? It just feels like it's going to be very tense. I'm very tightened up. I hope the Sox aren't like me.
And the other problem is we're done with our local broadcasts, and that makes me unhappy.
That's a huge problem.
One thing we learned this year, I will remember this season, however it all happened, the strength of the of the local baseball broadcasts on television here have just been so good. And when they've been on national TV, we've talked about it, just the drop-off to the supposed national, you know, these guys presiding over national games. And part of it is just how bad the A-Rod broadcast is. But even A.J. Pierzynski and others, I genuinely will miss the quality of broadcasting that we get locally, because it's better. It's better than the national product.
No question about that. Yep.
And both sides of town for different reasons, different tones, different personalities. But we are really lucky not just to have two baseball teams. And I know this from my friends who live in other cities who dislike their local broadcasts, who can't wait, even though they're diehard fans, whether it's the Yankees or elsewhere, that they just say, yeah, they don't like their local broadcasts. And I think we kind of take it for granted, the quality that we have here.
Hey, Dan, off topic, you or your kid watched the Lightning last night?
He watched a little bit of it. I was more focused on watching the amusement park that is the Kansas City Chiefs and just the stuff that they're doing. That just
that
crazy.
Was fun. That was fun.
But the Lightning, that's a great team. That's a really great hockey team. I did also see that the odds for next year's Stanley Cup are out, and I think the Blackhawks are second from the very bottom. So not a lot of belief in what they are or will be.
Yeah.
All right, Dan. What you got going?
Well, we're going to talk some football to start. I haven't been able to react to the Bears thing, and it is a thing. This team almost defies criticism in some ways. I'm not quite sure what we're watching, but I'm not going to stop watching it, and no one did stop watching it.
I'm exhausted.
Jason Benetti will join us at 10. We're going to go around baseball with Craig Calcaterra at 10:20. Sage Rosenfels will talk Bears quarterbacking at 11. Paul Charchian will continue to find waiver wire bargains and guillotine league possibilities for fantasy players at 11:20.
Have a good show.
All right, Dan. Thanks.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much.
Listen to the NL Central Division champion Cubs take on the Marlins in the wild card round.
The Cubs with a massive celebration.
Game one is tomorrow. Our coverage starts at noon. First pitch, 1 p.m.
Listen to this crowd.
Right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And if you live in the Chicagoland area, streaming live to your mobile device through the radio.com app. We are Chicago's official radio home for the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Boomer Esiason with the Radio.com Sports Minute. Today's birthday shout-out goes to Hall of Famer Dave Andrechuk. The Hamilton, Ontario native spent 23 NHL seasons playing left wing for Buffalo, Toronto, New Jersey, Boston, Colorado, and Tampa Bay. That's a total of 1,639 games, folks, during which time he had amassed 640 goals and 1,338 total points. In July of 2001, the veteran winger stunned observers by signing with the lowly Lightning. Then in 2004, Andrechuk and Tampa Bay won their first ever Stanley Cup. He's currently Vice President of Corporate and Community Affairs. In that capacity, he was on hand 10 days ago when the Lightning held a unique COVID-19-style parade and drive-by pep rally before the Cup Finals, which they won last night. So happy 57th birthday, Uncle Dave. Enjoy the ride. I'm Boomer Esiason.
It's Venus Fashion Week, which means new fall styles have arrived at Venus. Find cozy new sweaters for just $39 and under, plus the brand new ultra soft Hachi loungewear collection that'll keep you comfy and stylish all season long. Visit Venus.com to discover the new Venus fall collection today.
The wait is over. Football is back in action. That means you can watch your favorite players like Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley on Hulu Plus Live TV. Start your free trial today to watch football all season. Get access to over 65 channels and the largest streaming TV library, including exclusive originals and the hottest shows and movies. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
If you're staring at a big credit card balance, you're like a lot of people, but you don't have to pay that crazy rate, the average rate now that's like 19% APR. You don't have to, because you can get a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and turn those balances that you have into one monthly payment at a much lower rate. It's going to save you a ton of money. LightStream is offering credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. It's a fixed rate. It is not going to go up over the life of the loan. And the application is 100% online. You don't have to leave your house to apply. Your loan can be from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are absolutely no fees. You can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. And LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that is exactly what they deliver. Here's what a very satisfied customer said. Said, I heard about LightStream on the radio, and I'm glad I had the courage to reach out and try it, because they have top-notch customer support and service. It's a streamlined process. I've got no issues, no regrets. Happy to recommend this service. You can be that happy, and you get to save even more because you're listening. You get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get the discount is by going to lightstream.com/DanB. LightStream.com/DanB. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/DanB for more information.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/today. That's ZipRecruiter.com/today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
SuperStart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts are designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a SuperStart battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Our professional parts people can help you find just what you need. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein here. Thunder and lightning can be alarming, but what's even scarier, storm damage to your home. Well, Aloha Construction is your local expert for repairing your damaged roof, siding, gutters, and windows. Over 20,000 completed projects in the Chicagoland area, and they're the recipient of the Better Business Bureau Torch Award for Business Ethics. Aloha Construction, we rain when it storms.
The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at betonline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at betonline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at betonline.net.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If a child can't read by third grade, they are four times less likely to graduate high school. 61% of low-income families have zero books at home. We all want to be the helpers. If you give a child a book, you give them a chance. Give a child a book today at ifyougiveabook.com.
Venus, your source for fun, sexy style, is celebrating the fall fashion season during its annual Venus Fashion Week event. The new Venus Fall Collection has arrived, and now's the perfect time to get amazing deals on new styles that look great at home or out on the town. Find cozy new sweaters for just $39 and under, and don't miss the brand new Hachi Loungewear Collection featuring the softest fabric you've ever felt, sure to keep you comfy and stylish all season long. Visit Venus.com or download the Venus app to discover the new Venus Fall Collection today.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Innovative Ketamine. Visit InnovativeKetamine.com.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
We got together last night as coaches, and we talked about some stuff about where we were. Got up this morning and went through the tape, and at the end of it, we decided that we're going to start Nick Foles as a starter against Indianapolis.
Well, that's not exactly breaking news. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Jason Benetti, the voice of the White Sox, is going to join us at 10 o'clock. Craig Calcaterra, national baseball writer, author of the Cup of Coffee newsletter, is going to join us at 10:20 to set the stage for these playoffs. So you're filling out your brackets like it's the NCAAs. You should, because why not? We got a big baseball bracket to fill out. Midday Midway at 10:40. Sage Rosenfels will talk quarterbacking with us at 11. Paul Charchian will optimize your fantasy team, looking at the waiver wire at 11:20. And then we've got Transition with Lawrence Holmes a little bit later on the show. We hand it off to him. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You want to email us? Go ahead. That's Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live, because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. If you want to send us a text, we are there for you as well. We call that the text zone. It's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text 312-644-6767, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein670. My personal feed is at Dan_Bernstein. There's also the radio.com app, and you download that to stream The Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook, also by liking the 670 The Score page. We have a video feed that comes to you on Twitch. I'm looking at it right now. That is twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Brian Gertz is the director of the video feed. Jay Zawoski, our executive producer, and Ray Diaz is the man on the board at doing what he does, holding everything together in ways you can't even fathom. We have a little bit of breaking news, and it is not necessarily, I wouldn't classify this as good breaking news. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. According to Adam Schefter, the Titans are suspending operations at the moment. They said they're 3 player positives, 5 new personnel positives for COVID. The Vikings hosted them on Sunday. Both the Titans and the Vikings are suspending operations. This is Adam Schefter's latest. It says, out of the abundance of caution, the organization has decided to work remotely today. As we follow NFL protocols related to the COVID-19 virus, several tests have come back positive. We're working through the process of confirming them, and they say we will have more information tomorrow. So this is the first serious incursion of the coronavirus into the NFL. So stay tuned. But excuse me, these are wild times right now in sports. And think what's going on in Chicago right now. Like, as we speak, as you and I talk right now, the Bears are 3-0, having just done, I don't know what they've done over the last 9 hours of football that we've watched. I wish I could tell you that I can make some sense of what that was, but there's really no making sense of this sort of surrealist art that they are. And figuring out what matters and separating what matters and what doesn't matter and what's meaningful and what's not meaningful is really, really hard to do. And we've got 2 playoff baseball teams set to go. These are just weird times, man. And there's all sorts of news everywhere in sports right now. I mean, we got the coaches getting fired and the Stanley Cup just got awarded. And here we are. And what's top of mind is this Bears experience. It's really quite something to sit through this. And we all do, and we look at our phones, and we see what, you know, people say, oh, screw this, I'm going apple picking, or I'm out of here, I'm going to go hit golf balls. And you get that feeling when you watch it, and you saw that, okay, this was the game where they're just not good, and we knew they weren't good, and they're not going to be good, and then that happens again. But I think they timed it right. And are you hearing what's being said by other people around this offense and around Nick Foles? You start to get the feeling that Matt Nagy knew, because as we've always talked about, it's internal. The team knew. It wasn't just overthrowing Anthony Miller on that cross. It wasn't just not seeing the defensive back as you're looking at Jimmy Graham and staring him down, and they fooled you into thinking it was man and it wasn't man and it was zone and he's hiding in there and he steps in. It's never just that. It had to be because of what they knew they were seeing. These things it's not a whim. And say what you want about Matt Nagy, because that's my other conclusion from this so far, and I've long thought this, even last year, through the misadventure that last year was, he's a pretty good head coach. Some of the other stuff, fine. The play calling, the game planning, the being the offensive mind, and the laminated play sheets that he's using as wallpaper and all of that stuff, and the fact that all those bells and whistles and all the color-coded highlighters and everything just don't produce enough points. And that's true. And that's absolutely inarguable that some of the vaunted offensive genius has been less than advertised. And maybe some of that has been quarterbacking headwinds. But as a head coach, he's got a pretty good sense. You don't win these three games. You're not 3-0. And again, take off the table for the moment the larger existential questions about how good are the Bears. I don't know. You don't know. I don't know if they know. But they think they're good enough. That I've been around so many NFL teams that would not have been capable of believing in themselves, especially you make the quarterback change and you don't get the spark. They overcame the air out of the balloon. He throws a pick. Might have been a touchdown. Should have been a touchdown. I don't even know really how that's called, and I haven't heard it satisfactorily explained by any supposed expert about what that's supposed to be and how it's adjudicated. But bottom line, they had to overcome not getting the quarterback spark. The headlines read that after the fact. That we looked at it and we said, oh, yeah, look at this. So Nick Foles comes in, sparks Bears to victory. But it's not really as it happened. Because it should have been on that. But he had that one picked. He had the other one dropped. And still, they found it again, in large part, thanks to the way that Raheem Morris and Dan Quinn of the Falcons ended up calling plays that seemed designed to give the Bears a chance. But it has to be something. It has to be meaningful enough that whatever this team is, in whatever these bizarro times are that we're living in, they're convinced that they're good enough to stay in these games and win them. It's immensely entertaining. It's been edge of your seat stuff, for better or for worse. It's been really compelling, and I'm not going to miss a minute of it. Because I'm here for these Bears games. And I always tell you that as a sports fan, those are my really the 3 hours that I have all the time to really throw myself into it. I'm not quite like Mully is with the White Sox, you know, riding the baseball roller coaster, because it's a pretty difficult way to consume baseball that way. But you know, whatever it is, I'm impressed by the fact that Matt Nagy has them bought in. And just listen to how they talk about Foles. Well, you know, he changed the player. We got back to the huddle, and he was confident, and he said that whole thing that he told Anthony Miller, run to the L, literally the L in Atlanta, ATL, run there, I'm gonna hit you there. And there's a guy who's kicking him in the nuts, and he's still throwing the thing right into the guy's hands. That's a big-time throw in a big-time situation. And you start to hear around the edges a little bit of how Nagy felt this thing out. And they've had the luxury of victories. Sometimes the best coaching you can do is being tough on your team in victory. They're undefeated. They're perfect. And they're incredibly imperfect. It's just bizarre. And in some ways, they're defying a lot of criticism right now. And strength of opponent, you want to talk about that? Fine. No Julio Jones and anything else you want to say, and all their injuries, and no Saquon Barkley and everything else you want to say. And it's possible they could run into a Packers team. It's going to, you know, wax them 35-6. It could happen. But something about the Bears lets you believe, because they believe enough in themselves in amid all of this strangeness. And it kind of comes through, I guess. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. And the numbers are the numbers that 3-0 portends well. 3-0 means you're probably a playoff team. And we can debate the pithiness of you are what your record says you are, but they're not. The record says they're perfect. They ain't perfect. They are very, very far from perfect. They also can't stop the damn run. And the linebackers and safeties were having a bad day until the very end when Matt Ryan just threw it to him. But the rallying up to the football, once you get past that first line, the defensive line's been good, and Khalil Mack's been terrific. Akeem Hicks was just an absolute brute squad yesterday, or 2 days ago. But they are... I'm concerned about the speed and reaction of the second levels of the defense outside of the corners, because Jalen Johnson is good. He is a good football player. He's going to be fine over there, but there's a lot of tightening that has to go on, and their zone run on offense wasn't exactly what it should be. But now we got to throw out a lot of what we saw in the first couple games, because it's going to be different with Nick Foles. They seem confident in his ability to get them into what they have to get into, to try to work around the edges of the script. That he's able to see things that Mitchell Trubisky doesn't see. And maybe through as complicated as this has been, the end of this may just be what we thought it was in the first place. That after all of it, and after all the ups and downs and big games and reboots and the number of times he said he's going to the 200 level, it's night and day, and we can play back all the quotes from every year and how hard they've worked in the quarterback competition, that it's still, all of this is going to end up coming down to the fact that Mitchell Trubisky just hasn't figured it out. That his shortened collegiate career, and whatever they projected on him, whatever Ryan Pace saw that he thought would be there, he just never quite picked it up. And if you don't know what coverage the other team is in, you're not going to be a good quarterback. And it may be a fitting end to his time as a possible franchise quarterback, however you want to phrase it, that the fitting end came because he didn't know what coverage they were in. And that's the epitaph. That's what's written on the gravestone of a career, is he just couldn't figure it out. And Nick Foles isn't great, but he gives him a chance because he knows what he's seeing. And you can hear it when teammates talk. You can hear it when the people around him describe it. So let's listen to what Jimmy Graham said about Nick Foles and his ability to ad-lib.
His execution and really taking over the kills and the calls was pretty special. You know, I mean, you know, he was out there ad-libbing a bit for sure. And, you know, checking and changing some plays. And, you know, there's one play called. And I'm like, we have that. And you know, so it was pretty cool to see. And, and pretty cool to be a part of. And, you know, I mean, obviously it's been a very unique start to the season for us, a very unique three games for us. And it's truly taken everybody. It's truly taken every player, every coach, and offense, defense, and special teams to pull out these wins. And when you're able to do things like this, to block out all the noise and to block out all the BS, and come off with lessons off of wins, you know, that's when you know you're building something special. And you know, that's when you know that you guys as a group can do some special things moving forward.
That's a believer there. Jimmy Graham is a believer. Jimmy, that's when he says something special, they were ready for this. Matt Nagy knew that it was time. And I think he knew because he sensed whatever was radiating off of his offense. When you hear somebody, we hear a veteran like that say what he's saying, there's probably more to this story than just a couple of missed passes. There's more to it than just the way that first half played out. And it took all this time, and it took whatever that quarterback competition was, but we're in another place with Bears football right now. And they're 3-0, and hell, we'll see. I know we're all going to be watching. I'm Dan Bernstein. We come back, want to hear from Matt Nagy, because I think it's really important that we go through what he says and listen to how he says it about where they are and what they're doing. That's coming up next on The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to two on The Score.
Former Bear great Lance Briggs on the switch at quarterback.
Now you plug in Foles and you get to open that playbook up to all the plays and all the options, you know, and that makes a offensive coordinator very happy.
Lawrence Holmes noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
This segment is brought to you by Door Systems.
The wait is over. Football is back in action. That means you can watch your favorite players like Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley on Hulu Plus Live TV. Start your free trial today to watch football all season. Get access to over 65 channels and the largest streaming TV library, including exclusive originals and the hottest shows and movies. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Week 3 of football's in the books. It's time to review the tape and get ready for Week 4. And there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 4, DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this, because DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team. You can place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you cash a hundo. You can't pass that up. And don't worry, if football isn't for you, DraftKings is giving you, the basketball fan, a 200% profit boost on any basketball market once you sign up. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Chicago when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. You pick any team during Week 4, you bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use the promo code Chicago during sign-up. For a limited time, only with DraftKings and Casino Queen Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Venus, your source for fun, sexy style, is celebrating the fall fashion season during its annual Venus Fashion Week event. The new Venus Fall Collection has arrived, and now's the perfect time to get amazing deals on new styles that look great at home or out on the town. Find cozy new sweaters for just $39 and under, and don't miss the brand new Hachi Loungewear Collection featuring the softest fabric you've ever felt, sure to keep you comfy and stylish all season long. Visit Venus.com or download the Venus app to discover the new Venus Fall Collection today.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
At Root, good drivers save up to 52% on car insurance. That's because we care most about what really matters, your driving. Not your age, not your job, not your zip code. It's how you actually drive that matters most to us. And it's the number one factor that determines your price. That's how good drivers can save up to 52%. Switch to Root today and see how much you could save. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/today. That's ZipRecruiter.com/today.
The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at BetOnline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to help and remind you that you are not alone. Listen to the two-hour I'm Listening special right now at imlistening.org. The special features in-depth discussion with members of TLC, Jon Bon Jovi, Katy Perry, Luke Combs, DJ Khaled, and many more, along with some of the most respected names in helping and healing. For details and more information, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So again, the Bears leave the offense out of the field on fourth down, fourth and six. Foles complete to a wide-open Ted Ginn Jr. So the Bears convert on fourth down of the season for Ginn. 29-yard connection.
They're playing cover two right now. Denard, you see him flex out. He's all the way to the hash, and that is a beautiful ball by Nick Foles. We've seen him throw that ball many times with many different teams. He puts it right in the sweet spot for Ted Ginn Jr.
Third down and goal. It's like pulling teeth to score a touchdown. Third down. 26-10 Falcons. We're in the fourth. Foles in the gun. Patterson in motion. Snap Foles. Looks right. Throws right. Touchdown. Jimmy Graham on Denard. His second touchdown today. Touchdown. Touchdown Bears. 26-16 here in the fourth.
Highlights courtesy Fox and our sister station WBBM News Radio. Jeff Joniak on the call. And that was a cover two beater. That was exactly where that ball has to go. I think Matt Nagy called that the play of the game, you know, keeping hope alive with fourth and six and putting it exactly where it had to be. Ted Ginn active with Riley Ridley inactive. And maybe, I guess, is Anthony Miller now the punt returner full-time? I don't know that we got that news yet, if he's actually taking the job or is Ted Ginn going to do some of that. I know he did kickoff returns at one point. I'm not sure if he's actually going to be a viable punt return option. And then those Tariq Cohen carries will be distributed among others. We'll see if Artavis Pierce maybe gets promoted at some point. There are some people who are excited to see him. But this is Matt Nagy's time right now. This is when you make that move. When you break that glass that was on the container that held Nick Foles and you decide now it's time, you don't go back unless there's an injury. And it's possible that we'll see Trubisky again, because that's how these things happen. Best laid plans, et cetera, et cetera. But This is a major move. It's one of the biggest things Matt Nagy has ever done as a coach in his career, to decide to do this. And that worked. And now we see. But he talked to reporters yesterday. He talked about the decision, about Foles leading them to victory and what this means.
Obviously, I know everyone's going to have questions with the quarterbacks. You know, we got together last night as coaches, and we talked about some stuff about where we were. Got up this morning and went through the tape, and at the end of it, we decided that we're going to start Nick Foles as a starter against Indianapolis. So both quarterbacks are aware of that. I know it's, you know, for us, it's never easy when you go into these type of situations. I want to credit both of those guys in yesterday's situation for being really supportive of each other this whole time. Even as hard as that was for Mitch to be told that, you know, Nick's going to go in and play, Mitch was, to his credit, was just an awesome supporter of Nick the rest of that game. And he flat out told Nick, I'm going to have your back just like you've had mine from the start. I think that speaks to who he is, as well with him speaking to all you guys after the game, which he doesn't have to do, and he did it. And I think that speaks volumes to Mitch and who he is as a person. So we're still going to support each other as we move forward here. We have a healthy quarterback room, and we're just looking forward to prepping here against the Colts.
And I'm sure he's right about Trubisky, and I don't think there's any question. I mean, that he was professional about it, and he was there to speak about it, understanding where he is in his career and what this means for him professionally, for his next contract, etc. But I don't think anybody's really concerned about the quarterback room right now. They're concerned about the quarterback. And Nagy went on to discuss Nick Foles and his ability to ad-lib.
There was no change necessarily at the end of the game with that touchdown pass to Anthony Miller, but there was some mechanics of how to get to that play based off of something that we saw prior in the game. And so in that 2-minute warning break in the huddle and the TV timeout, they were talking through the mechanics of how they're going to get to that if they show us a particular look on defense, and they did. So that's one example of just the communication in the huddle of that happening. There were several other plays that we had within too, that there were some ad-libbing like Jimmy said, which is something that Nick has kind of always done. That's a strength of his that he has, and he's seen a lot of different defenses. And I think, you know, that'll be something that when it's done the right way can be very effective.
He's seen a lot of defenses, and he's recognized those defenses. The key, the recognizing. And then Nagy was asked for his honest reaction about the missed deep ball that we keep talking about, the throw to Anthony Miller at the end of the first half. And I guess we got to kind of look at that symbolically for what it meant and maybe how it forced his hand.
Mitch said it yesterday at the end of the game, or I think he mentioned in his press conference with y'all, is that, you know, he did this. It was a very similar play, you know, and Anthony was running down the middle and we just missed it. And that's just like he said, you know, you got to complete that ball. And so when you're in those situations and a defense presents a certain look to you, you have to capitalize. And I think we saw one that capitalized, one play that did and one play that didn't. And again, I credit Mitch for understanding that and admitting that. And that's just part of the game. That kind of just goes into the gut feel as well as with yesterday, you know, with making plays. And that's just where we were at that time.
You got to hit that play. You've got to hit that play. You spend an entire week game planning for those moments when they're in the defense that for which you've designed something. And whether or not you set it up with an earlier play call or an earlier formation, you don't get a lot of second chances. The Bears have had second, third, and fourth chances in these three games so far, frankly. But you've got to hit on those. And I think Trubisky just hasn't hit on enough of them. And it made this something that they were compelled to do, because at some point it's enough already. You've got to make those throws, one of which that you heard the highlight of. You heard Jeff Joniak describe 4th and 6 when Foles hit Ginn, and Nagy was really happy with that.
That was the best play in the football game, hands down. It's not even close. That was the best play. There's other plays that were good. The last play of the game you could put right there with it. Obviously, that was a bit, but you don't get to that last play that Anthony catches for a touchdown unless you make that 4th and 6. The reason I say that was the best play was because that's clinic tape for a cover 2 play. And so we had our chip blocks down below. We had our protection was good. Our timing was good. The route was perfect. The throw was perfect. In a crunch time situation, you got to have it fourth and six to extend the game. That was one of my favorite plays of the game. So it was well run and well executed.
Nice. Okay. More of that then. If you say, what defense are they in? Cover two. What are we going to run? A cover two beater. And then you actually get it to the guy in the right place at the right time. Sounds easy. It's not, but Nick Foles has been around the block a couple times, and Nagy knows that he's ready to step into this, and now they've got to prepare for a better team in the Colts.
I would say that, you know, if anything, maybe it's given Nick more time to just really more than anything, maybe get to know his teammates and who players are and what their strengths are in practice. But other than that, nothing's changed a whole lot. I feel like both Nick and Mitch have done a really good job along with Tyler Bray at just trying to figure out, okay, the identity of our offense and who we are and just them supporting one another. It's really cool to see how authentic Nick has been with Mitch. And I'm excited to see how they work together still. I know it's real when they talk to each other, when they help each other out, when they applaud each other, it's real. And so, not a whole lot will change. We'll continue to do whatever we need to do for this offense to make it as best as it can be.
And I know we roll our eyes when they talk about how Mitch is still supportive and they support each other and they're there for each other. And as much as I will continue, because people don't necessarily need to hear some of that stuff, but you have to know it matters to them. It apparently does. It apparently matters to them internally, and it matters to the offense. And I know that because of what I said earlier in the show, that you don't win these three games unless some of that belief is real, unless some of that support is there, and some of that confidence remains there when you get behind by however many points they've been behind in these games. You don't win these games if your head coach is bad. You just don't. If Adam Gase is standing there, or you don't win these games. There's something that Nagy's able to connect with and sell them on that they are buying. So it has to mean enough to them. And I do think that my point about the epitaph on the gravestone of a Bears quarterbacking career here will be he just couldn't process fast enough. There's a little bit of a disagreement here that comes in from Stonecutter, who says, I agree that it's not just any one individual deficiency in his game, but it's about deep ball accuracy. His argument via this email is if he hits even a third of his deep balls, he's the starting quarterback of the Bears. I've seen every dog crap starter the Bears have trotted out the last 25 years. I watch 8-plus hours of football every weekend. I can say without hyperbole that Mitchell Trubisky has the absolute worst deep ball accuracy I've ever seen. And one of the most confounding things about him is that the easier the pass is, the worse he is at executing it. When his trajectory is low, when he uses his arm strength, he's more than competent. Any second he has to put any air under the ball, it falls apart. He can't keep it in bounds on sideline routes. He can't place the ball properly over the middle. It is impossible to overstate how damaging it is for the offense, especially this offense. So last year, the Bears are 29th in total yards after the catch and last in average yards after the catch. Some of that is all of Mitch's problems compounding themselves in ways that it's a mediocre receiving core, but it's their inability to throw downfield and how it allows opposing defenses to cheat. You can't live like that in this NFL. I get that. That's absolutely true. And when you saw somebody throw a ball with air under it that somebody could run under a couple times on the throw to Ginn, on the throw to Miller, I don't know if that's 100% corrected. I'm not saying Nick Foles is great. He's certainly right about that. Let's put a bow on it with this change, with this big story, with Matt Nagy describing his gut feeling about making this critical move.
The gut feel is almost like a momentum type deal. You realize that, okay, we have 10 points on the board. We have a final possession at the end of the second quarter to maybe go up 17-16 when it really felt like it was a lot to a little in that first half. But all that said, it was still – it was a 6-point game. And then you come back out and, situationally, our goal going into this thing was we need to be effective in the red zone. We cannot come away with field goals. And, you know, that first drive, to have a field goal on that first drive, the field goal attempt, and then to miss it drives me nuts. I don't like that. I don't want field goals. And so you have that. We're struggling on third down. We have 10 points, and then you get to the third quarter, and, you know, we're struggling a little bit, and it's an interception. And there's just, you know, you're down 16, and it ends up being a gut feel. You know what I mean?
That's accountability. That is him pushing that button that we knew was going to get pushed at some point. It's like Chekhov's rule, and it had to happen. It happened, and here we are. We're also here with two playoff baseball teams, the first of which, the White Sox, gets started this afternoon. Jason Benetti, who is usually the voice of the White Sox, but now will be working on a StatCast live stream at some point. We'll get to the bottom of all that with him, and we'll talk about White Sox Athletics Game 1 next on The Score.
Mullion Hall is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mornings 5 to 9.
Love you guys. So, by the way, you know, hey, Monday mornings, when the Bears win, it's the greatest day of my life.
Thanks, Dan.
Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio.